We certainly regard the tax as extremely progressive in terms of its implication to the economy. First of all, the regime is very tributive. We believe it's trying to revenge on the people of Uganda, especially the young people that are very keen on utilizing the internet and data in particular, because the young people really anti-regime believe this tax intended to limit their usage of the internet. Secondly, at a time when the country is facing the second wave of the COVID-19, the other thing you can do is to limit the involvement of people in sharing information. When young people are at home and doing homeschooling, requiring a lot of data, this tax will limit their involvement, and therefore it even enhances the debate about its retrogressive nature. So it's a bad tax. The timing is bad. It's in bad taste.
But the government has denied that the imposition of the tax is to raise revenue and not necessarily to stifle free speech, as the opposition claims. How do you respond to that?
Certainly, raising revenue is the most potent tall grass, so to speak, where the regime could hide. Because when you raise the revenue flag, the tendency is that people are going to be scared of asking further questions. But we know for a fact that if the regime intended that widen the tax base, there are so many avenues they could have gone for. So in a country where the spread and reach of the internet is very limited, and the cost already is one of the highest compared to the regional average, so imposing a tax would even worsen already bad situation. When you're encouraging young people in a country where unemployment among the graduates is almost 80%, 80% of graduate unemployment, and young people are trying to create jobs using the internet, how dare you impose a tax to even further make it difficult for them to do business and earn some income? So I insist it's a punitive tax. And if they believe it's one to widen the tax base to give them more revenue, then perhaps they're stuck on the other possibilities. It's a regime stuck, and they're unable to think beyond the ordinary.
Matthias, what do you say to supporters of the government who are of the view that the opposition is just trying to create mischief to score political points, but revenue generation, as embarked upon by the government in this instance to raise revenue, is the pragmatic way of doing so, and the tax is so small that it will not affect the economy at all? How do you respond to that?
The regime supporters, of course, are entitled to their warped view of things. Suddenly, I know that the tax is small comparatively if you compare the net outcome of the tax once collected to what is stolen. It's not even a third of what the regime and its bootlickers steal every year from our hard-earned money and donor funds. So it's actually small, which is why we insist that it's not worth the punishment they are trying to mete out to their opponents, because the opponents are already impoverished. They're being hounded wherever they're trying to make a living. And therefore, by just reducing corruption and the opulence of the regime by a third, you'd raise 10 times more revenue available for public goods than you would collect from this very awful and shameful internet tax.
Some civil society groups are calling for the new tax to be suspended or abolished. What is the position of the NUP?
We have been unequivocal, not simply in condemnation, but we've even been generous to even offer options to this tax. One, we say it's unnecessary, it's retrogressive, and actually nonsensical. It makes no sense. It doesn't make economic sense. At the end of the day, it will only stifle out the small economic opportunities that are available to young people who would love to exploit the internet to doing business.